Hola, hola, bienvenidos a este tu podcast. Este es el episodio número 13 de Café con el Chipiquete. A continuación, cotorreamos sobre la importancia de waxearte el mil arrugas y los aguacates. También, Chino nos cuenta una de sus mil anécdotas. Y también cotorreamos un poquito acerca de las prácticas del crédito social. No se vayan, porque eso se va a poner de pelos.
¿Ya estás grabando?
Poquito te cambiaron de... No te cambiaron. Te cambiaron la cita, ¿no, cabrón? Porque tenías Ibas, la semana pasada te iban a hacer el cambio de sexo, creo.
¿Qué pasó? Sí, güey, tú ibas a ser el primer cliente.
No, era algo de la... De la placenta, ¿no?
No, güey, me iban a operar el hombro.
Oh, sí. No,
pero me cambiaron a la... Me la cancelaron porque resulta que ahora tengo pinche fat liver.
Ah, no me chingues.
Sí, güey, ¿te acuerdas del episodio que estábamos hablando de ir al doctor y que si vas al doctor te encuentras algo? Madre, sí, pues me pasó eso, güey, me sacaron sangre y me encontraron que tengo el pinche fat liver.
Pero como 90% de los americanos tenemos esa chingadera, güey.
Sí. ¿Ah, sí? Cierto. Sí, pues, me acaba de ahorrar $50.
Mira, sí. Chino, he thinks he's an American.
Hey, dije 90% de los americanos.
No, dice de nosotros los americanos.
No, la otra vez que se metieron chanclas, güey, porque le dije, you're American, bro. Es a huevo. Digo, give me America.
Well, that's interesting, right? Because I think I tell people I'm American. I was born in Pomona, bro. Come on,
damn, that's ghetto.
That's America.
That's the hood. That's
the hood.
I'm from La Puente.
Who's ghetto now?
Dude,
hey, y'all.
Where are you from? Oh, yeah, yeah. La Puente es ghetto. Shit, yeah. Man. I'm telling you, el pinche helicóptero no, nomás baja para poner gasolina al güey. Va para arriba otra vez. Dude, it's
pinche ghetto bird.
Fuck yeah. It's bad. La Puente is bad. Don't fucking show up over there, bro. Gonna get jumped.
Mira, banda, ese ya lo encontré. Ese le, saludos a V-Unicorn. V-Unicorn on Instagram. Follow her. So she's the owner of La Chingona Creations. Saludos. Gracias por escucharnos. Thank you for the love. Thank you for hitting us up. And, hey, we got a special gift for you coming up. So,
yeah,
keep listening.
Yeah, it's gonna
thanks
be good,
to, thanks to my boy Pollo over here. Boy Chino over here. Tenemos un regalo.
Yes.
Ahí te va.
Está chingón.
Can I expose it?
It's going to be a surprise.
Surprise, you sure? Yeah, no, it should be.
And hey, if you ever want to come over and just shoot it with us, hit us up.
Right here. Yeah.
Bueno, estamos hablando de qué chicos estamos hablando.
Well, no, we were talking about shaving right before the
show. I went about shaving
our nuts. Uno al otro.
Do you shave your nuts or you do like, what do you do? To keep it like maintenance down there, you know?
My mom's listening, bro.
Because that's why we're talking in English. She's not going to understand this part.
This guy.
¿Eso creerías tú?
Hey.
Oye, güey.
¿Estás escuchando, Ricardo?
Yeah. Que me estuvieran llamando ahorita. ¡Ricardo! Nah, güey.
Ese es mi rastrillo.
Me dicho que... Llevo años sin usar su rastrillo. Just for your information. Chojete, güey. Well, we're talking to Liz and she's coming up with her new business. Looks like it going on. What's going on?
Gonna be waxing people.
Hell yeah, dude. So how much and what does that entail?
Okay, so pricing, I can't really say. I pay about $85 for just a Brazilian.
Goddamn.
If I want the, I call it a facial because there's like a proper word. It's too fancy for me. If I want the facial thing down there, yeah, that's about $115, $120.
I've heard about the facial thing.
Yeah.
The facial thing? What is that? What is
so
that?
It's like a steamer thing, and then yeah, it's like a gel, or she even has like a CBD mask. That's and crazy. It just leaves it like softer, more moist and hydrated.
Mm-hmm. But that's on your face.
For the date.
No, it's for the lips.
Oh, why
there's
call
a,
it?
I call it a facial because it's like vagifacial or something like that. There's a proper word, but it's too fancy for me.
Wait, women do that?
What? Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It's like a whole steamer and everything. It's like
you thought it was just you, huh?
Learning new stuff.
Yeah. But it's pricey, but it's worth it. But
can I buy it? How much is that machine so I can buy it?
It's not a machine, bro.
I haven't looked into that yet. Yeah? No, the machine's a steamer. Yeah, it's like a little Mr. Humidifier type thing.
Oh,
and
wow.
it moistens it while it's there.
What's the humidity? I wonder what the proper position for that procedure.
The proper position is a butterfly position.
Butterfly?
How does that?
Yeah. It's literally you're laying on your back and you're in a butterfly position with your legs open.
That's how it works.
Yeah. And then when you
really
when you go further down, you're like in a cradle position with knees to chest.
Bro. I wax myself though. Like I bought the little machine. You buy a little machine that waxes, and you buy the self releasing wax. That's what it's called, right? When you don't need the strips.
It's just the wax itself.
Yeah.
See, it's a wax. Very graphic, right?
Hold on a second.
I wish it could be video.
Hold on a second. You guys are lucky this is not in video.
Wait, give me a minute. No.
Mira, bájame tu pie de mi pinche shoulder. Hay que empezar otra vez.
Baja la rajada.
Empecemos por ahí, ¿verdad?
No, but holy shit, dude, that's crazy. Like,
well, because it comes out cleaner, you know. It comes out like
it's not patchy,
you know.
It's not patchy.
What I can't do is my ass. Like, I can't wax. You know, you grow hair on your ass.
I cabrón.
You don't grow hairs?
I have a lot.
Honestly, dude, I have a
check back there.
¿Cómo chingando, güey? Nunca te limpias y cae pinche pelo.
I always think that's from like my legs. Yo pensé que era del resto de la pijama, güey.
Los pinches dingleberries nomás empiezan a caer, güey.
¿Qué es dingleberries?
Es la cagadita que se queda así.
¡Ay!
Las bolitas así de los osos, güey, así de los perros.
A cada vez no mames.
En los pelitos, tú dices, sí.
En los pelitos, sí.
He knows because he goes down there and he pulls his
sí, los solitos, sí.
Los tijeritos. Y lo tienen caquita.
¿Quién sabe, güey? A lo mejor están chingando su café con leche y piquete.
Yo me baño todo.
Ahora sí, café con leche y piquete. Ah. O dijera chino, café con leche y piquete.
Mm. But I just do the machine now. I just trim with a machine. You buy a machine on Amazon, you know, like you put it on number one. You put it on number one and just shave with the machine. It's easier.
But
you gotta be careful.
It's called the peanut?
It's called the peanut. The fucking little, the little trimmer. It's called the peanut.
No, pero yo tengo una máquina como para cortar pelo.
Él no anda con mamadas,
sí.
Neta, es wireless la güey.
Ya.
I'm looking it up.
Ah, no es cierto, Ari, no, pero ya.
Pues, ¿qué se me hace que lo rasuras, güey?
Los dos tenemos la fecha.
Oye, ¿ustedes se conocen? Digo.
Hey, güey, ¿conoce a Lalo?
¿Lalo does that too?
No, Lalo, no sé, güey, no me consta.
No sabría decirte, güey.
No, but Lalo used to shave, though. Back then,
because of the cleats, also, no? Because he used to play soccer. So, like, si te pones los calcetines, it hurts if you don't shave.
No, Lalo used to actually, saludos a mi carnal, Lalo.
Neta, saludos. Te amo, baby.
Un beso polaco. Te amo, baby. No, but Lalo used to shave his arms and his legs. And that was during the time he was doing, I think, water polo and shit. He was like, oh, that makes me more aerodynamic. Like, wait, in the lag.
No, it really does, though. Really
he sucked, but he just liked the Speedos, güey. Se los ponía en la casa, alrededor de la casa. Baby. No tenía ni práctica ni nada.
Ese, güey. Estaba como en Batman contigo, ¿no?
A huevo. Dicho chorecito, güey. Mira la nalguita, güey.
Hijos de la... Con razón se juntaban. ¿Para cambiar de
opinión? ¿You went to school with Lalo or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, era mi camote. Todavía. Oh, my God. Le diga yo era. He was a little spoon.
Hey guys, we have a lady here tonight. He's being disrespectful.
Sorry, Ricardo.
No, I'm sorry. We were being so.
Se tienen que hoy se tiene que controlar, por favor.
Sorry, Ricky.
What about the facial?
What about the steamer? So,
keeps it moist.
Steaming down there?
Keeps it moist.
So no, but is there different ways to do that stuff?
Yeah,
or
there's different ways. Like there's different masks you can do.
Yeah.
Dang.
You can do like avocado masks and shit like that, or
on your vagina?
Necessarily, yeah. But it's not necessarily an avocado mask. It's certain, obviously, like mixes that they use for it.
Yeah.
And there's different reasons for it, like people who have eczema, people who have psoriasis, people who get acne really bad down there, ingrowns. That's why you're not supposed to do it all the time.
And when you do the avocado mask, does it come with a side of chips or something?
depends who's dipping, I guess.
That's not awkward for you, like to see like another woman's, you know, private parts.
Well, for me to go see it, I mean, once I start, I'm gonna have to. I'm hoping
you haven't done it yet.
I haven't done it yet. Oh. I've been waxed. My waxer's the one who's gonna do the class, and she's really good. She makes you feel comfortable. Yeah. She even waxed me on my cycle before.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, you put a tampon in. You don't be scared.
Man.
Would you do it for men then? Or?
Yeah, I'm offer for men and women. I mean, you just have to be comfortable enough and professional enough with your
client.
Yeah. That's where,
obviously, I'm going to start on family. I'll probably start waxing you guys' legs and stuff just to get it over with.
I have a friend that,
I didn't want it. He's like, that's too far. That's too far back.
I don't want to be part of this.
I've never gone to a professional, but yeah, I mean, I have a friend that's told me that, you know, they do the butterfly thing, you know,
yeah, it's and, not crazy,
and it's like
positions.
Awkward, and they do they wax your asshole and everything.
Yeah, that's when you put your knees to chest and they get under there.
Yeah,
if you practice with him, can we record
it? If he's okay,
I'd probably get laser before I have anybody else wax me.
We'll blur it. It'll need like a pixel.
It'll look like a Chinese porn, bro. It's pixelated. You can't see anything.
We're going to need more wax.
Not that I know what Chinese porn looks like. It's different prizes for different things.
Yeah, well, like your Brazilian runs about, for me, runs about 85. You do legs, that's also maybe, I think she has a pricing 55, 65. Arms, legs, armpits, your eyebrows, mustache.
What if and this is a serious question, but it's going to sound fucking funny and stupid probably. But what if I want to wax him?
Oh,
my God. He's got a full body suit.
I can tell he's like an ape, man.
Yeah.
Acerte la camisa, a ver.
A ver, güey.
Oh, mira. Literally a full body wax.
Oh, yeah.
He has to wax his toes, too. He probably has hairs on his
abajo
toes.
Abajo de mis pinches en las orejas.
Like, what would you charge for something like that?
Personally, I don't know what to charge because I haven't done it.
That's discrimination. But... that should be the same price. you charge for a pound?
Will you even give him a discount?
But, I mean, obviously,
this
would
be like fucking 5 sessions, bro.
Especial para café con leche.
It's like, all right, that was one leg. I'll see you next week.
Una chichi van a ser $50.
No, my God. ¿Te imagino, güey, como el pinche el vato del ¿cómo se llama? El
Austin Powers.
No, Steve Carell. From
Simón, güey, igual.
Like, for example, a 40-year-old virgin.
Simón, yeah. I see.
Was that Steve Carell?
Steve Carell?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell,
yeah.
That was funny.
Austin Powers.
And that one was
real. Apparently, that was real. No. It wasn't acted. Like, he actually got his chest waxed and stuff.
I had my back.
He deserved my respect.
I had my back waxed once.
No.
But it doesn't hurt as much as you think it does. Does it?
No, man. He's made it look pretty painful.
I mean.
You know, you think.
I mean, it's obviously you feel some pain, but it's tolerable.
I like the pain, bro. Yeah. I like the pain.
Damn.
It's a weird
feeling.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling, man. I like the pain.
Me imaginé hacer una pinche regla, güey, ahorita.
¿Y de quién se portó mal? No, güey, pero that's crazy. So once you start going, like, I'm assuming you're gonna start, you know, like, charging like half price or something.
Yeah, so you can get your going on. I'll charge probably just to cover my supplies and a little more. And then once I know more, then I can charge higher. Yeah. And once I get really good, I can charge what they charge. It's also in your quality.
Yeah.
You have to get a license for that, or how does that
right work? Now you get a certification, and then I can get licensed through the state. But I have to go to esthetician school for that one.
That's crazy. That the state has to get into
about a year. Year and a half.
Shoot, you know, you can't wax other people's hoo-has until you find cleared it with us.
But they teach you everything, right? Like a big part of it, I think, is like a lot of hygiene.
Hygiene,
right?
Yeah,
like,
that's the main thing is hygiene.
Because you open up the follicles, open up like it has access to the blood vessels.
Yeah, that's why
stuff,
when
right?
you get waxed, we're they tell you not to shower with hot water
because it can get infected.
We're basically a sponge, you know what I mean?
Absorb.
You know what I mean? Thank you, Pollo.
Maybe you're a sponge, but...
No, that's crazy, though. So it's... And is it something you're going to be doing in your home,
It's going to be home-based for now. All right. Until I can get licensed through the state of California. And then I want to open up my own shop.
Nice.
That's good, man. You know, we have to learn how to do stuff like that. You know, we work for ourselves somehow.
Yeah. I'm about to say, Brian, I got to learn how to do that.
I'll teach you, Ricky. Don't worry about it. I got you. Yo tengo la maquinita todo, güey.
Actually, I know somebody.
I'll be the dummy.
You're recently single. You gotta maintain that down there, man.
I do maintain, bro, but I don't go all out. I do the average, you know, just some manscaping and,
yeah.
You know, a little trimming, some weed whacking.
Hasta las cejas se quitan.
Sacas la máquina para cortar el zacate y todo, tú.
Güey, así es este, así le hacen los hombres.
Usa gasolina la pinche máquina que usa el Ricky.
No, güey, es que hay que hacerle como los hombres, güey. O sea, te levantas y con la güerira y Me corto las uñas a martillazos. Me corto el pelo a machetazos. Así como, como los hombres.
Los hombres.
Son unos cabrón. Y me hace pinado.
No, but that's good, man. You know, we do have to support small businesses, especially in this time.
Dude,
we gotta move the money.
So. It's scary.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're talking about what, obviously you got to keep in you got to keep in mind your materials and all that stuff, but mm-hmm. how much do you figure you do by through, like, every wax and stuff like that? Or what's the goal to do to actually earnings?
Earnings? Yeah. I'm hoping to bring in at least, like, 3 G's or 4 G's a month. Damn. My girl who does it, she makes about 11K in just her classes she's teaching. Yeah, she's racking her money on that.
Wow. Let's give classes, bro.
Yeah.
I told you.
I'm going to open up a waxing school.
Yo también, güey.
I got experience, bro.
Yo también.
You can be my model. ¿Qué
onda?
Te pones como modelo. Como
no, Chino can be your model.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Chino if I can wax him, I can wax anybody, man.
Elegido.
No, no, pero primero, pues, no me pidió permiso para nada. Tengo un contrato con el señor.
Ya, vendido.
Oh, pinche Chino. Te vienes ya, güey.
Mira, güey. Están peleando por ti, güey.
Patadas. Está el video.
Si les cobras por ya.
I'm a pretzel, baby.
Oye, qué chingón. Freddie, so what do you think, man? Like, what's your take on landscape? I mean, landscaping. Landscaping.
I don't know. I think it's important. I think it's just something that you do for your girl. Like, especially if si quieres, you know, you want her to go down there, you know, like, and do some stuff, then it's very important because you don't want no hairs like getting caught up in her mouth. And I'm not trying to get too graphic, you know, but
too late.
But obviously, but es que si quieres. You have to. Tienes que poner tu parte también, bro.
I like to see the
that
mustache.
That part's very important.
But ultimately, I think that's why actually guys would do that, right? Just to actually get that kind of attention.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, the cleaner, the better.
No está mejor que una selva.
Ahí con un montón de telarañas.
No tiene que tener telarañas. Nomás tiene que estar bien brillosito.
Well, think about it. Like your perspective, let's say you're doing that with someone y tiene un montón de pelos, like it's not very.
Oh, no, yo soy una bestia, ¿verdad?
tú eres tigre, tú te metes
a lo que. Claro, que.
Como no, el pinche que... Mufasa. Pero con un Simba, güey.
No, por eso te digo, abre la puerta, Simba.
Es el pelo de Mufasa, pero pues el pinche mono es mi Simba, güey.
Cierra la puerta, Simba. honestly, that's new to me, bro. So I really wouldn't get too much into it. That's just totally new to me.
No,
yeah. Well, I started seeing
it's a service.
It's a new generation, bro.
Yeah,
it's
bro. Okay, you guys are way ahead of your time. Let's put it that way.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Chino's married and happily married. Maybe he has some secret for us. Maybe, I got a feeling we don't have to do none of that.
I got a feeling that Chino's like fucking like old school.
I am.
See?
I am old school. Yeah, for sure, man.
O sea, que fucking just peeking like peekaboo.
A ver, explícame un poquito más. Quiero escuchar, Ricky.
Como echarle Mufasa a hacerlo.
I've been married since... I've been with my wife since 2005.
Uh-huh.
I've been married...
With my girlfriend since.
What age is that?
I was 18, she was 19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and robacunas. Married, nos casamos en... Man, I hope I get this right.
April, 2013,
I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eight years later.
Yeah.
But we went to your wedding. We went to your wedding.
Gracias, Ricardo. Gracias por estar ahí. Era un día muy especial.
¿Sabes lo que te acuerdas?
¿Nomás has tenido una mujer entonces?
Simón. Sí.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't do it any other way. I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah. Of course, that's what you have to say.
Simón. Yeah, ahorita que...
We don't want to get you in trouble.
Their wife, dude, she's awesome. She's awesome. She's a great mom, bro. Like, so
she is. She really is my wife. I love my wife.
Not to mention, I mean, he's always had a crush for her, bro.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is day one. Cuenta las pendejadas que has hecho nomás por. Mira, es más.
What do you mean?
Checa. Cuéntale cuando quería una soda, güey.
¿Qué pasó? ¿Una soda?
They were in high school. Cuéntale cuando quisiste ir agarrando una soda. ¿Qué pasó?
All right. Well, yeah, she was ella jugaba tenis. Shooting in the tennis.
Oh, I love tennis, dude. Yeah. It's my favorite sport.
It's badass, man. It's a really good sport. Tiene, hasta, hasta tiene una placa, güey, en la pinche oficina que, you know, she was a badass fucking player. Nomás habían dos jugadores de edad, pero, man. No, well, I mean, obviously, at the time, she was my, well, we were just friends, kind of. Pero había dicho, oh, ¿sabes qué? Este, quería una soda, pero ya busqué en todas las vending machines y no hay nada. Le dije, ¿sabes qué? Del otro lado de la escuela, ahí hay una vending machine que sí tiene cocas. Si quieres, yo voy por ella. No, no tienes que hacerlo. Puta madre. ¿Cómo que chingón no lo tengo que hacer? Ahorita
no tienes que hacerlo, pero como que estás cerrando.
Ah, bueno, exactamente. Sí, ya me está dando ni madres. Aquí tengo dinero. Aquí tengo pinche 75 centavos.
Pero tiene.
Y mucho más, baby, para ti. No, ya, entonces, este, voy. Al otro lado de la pinche escuela. No había, güey. Puta madre. Dije, ni madres, que le quedo mal ahorita. Especialmente ahora, porque ya le dije, yo soy una persona dedicada.
Dedicada. Sí. Okay.
So,
de hecho, ¿dedicado o dedicado?
Dedicada.
Oh, delicada.
Okay. Sí, delicada, familia. Okay. Déjame. Ok, anyways, there's a superior.
Tú no hagas preguntas.
Tú, ¿cómo?
Bro, you went to the Marqueta, bro?
I went to the
Déjalo Marqueta. Déjalo que acabe, bro.
Oh my God.
She gets good.
Dude. ¿Cómo cuánto está Ricky? ¿Como unos putos pinches 10 minutos caminando?
Güey,
what are you going?
Okay, honestly, dude, from the school to the market, because fuiste a la Cárdenas, ¿no?
No, a la superior, güey.
La superior, que okay. De ahí fácil, güey, sin exagerarte, es gotta be about a mile and a half.
No.
About a mile and a half.
So like 10-15 minutes.
Sí, more.
Yeah. Yeah. What school do you go to?
I went to La Puente High School.
Oh, okay.
We're not sponsored by La Puente High.
No, ya. Yeah. Pero ahí está la superior, está ahí por la Valley, por la...
La idea es esa, güey. Sí, cuéntale.
Pues le dije a mi amigo, tenía un amigo conmigo, le dije, güey.
El único.
Este, vamos, güey, ¿o qué pedo? Dijo, ¿a dónde? A la superior.
¿Pues del Lalo?
Chingues. No, era otro.
Te manda la verga.
Me lo llevo al güey, no.
Dice, está bien, güey.
Conmigo.
Se me hace patino para mí.
Las pendejadas tú lo haces conmigo. Y este, ahí voy. Hasta corrí, güey. Hasta corrí, neta. No te lo juro. El amigo con el que iba me dijo, ay, güey, ¿sabes qué? Me voy a quedar aquí. Dice, yo no
I got about half a mile in me, bro. Let's see. Pero dale, güey.
Anyways, yeah. Lo compro la pinche coquilla. Sí, me regreso. Oh, mira.
Pero compraste como una normal, una de dos litros.
Ni me compré una pinche agua. Yo
if you went to a market, you get better price for your money if you buy a 2 liters.
I would have at least gotten a 12-pack.
Yeah, I would have gotten the whole thing.
Pero tienes que entender que ella tenía que saber que era la coca que venían de las vending.
Oh, you're trying to...
Yeah, sí, oh, esa parte no me acordaba.
Ah, yeah. Bueno,
ver, llegas no con un 6 de coca.
Mira, que te cuéntale.
Sí, eso no me quería pasar. Tienes que pesarla.
Hey, you're smart, man. You're
smart. Lo más que el pedo fue, ya ves que a la superior le ponen los pinches stickers. Y dijo, what the fuck, why does this have a sticker?
Oh, no, quitaste el sticker.
Anyways, man, mira, ya.
Es que te lo voy a cobrar, pues. Es lo que me costó.
El pedo es de que después no me acordaba que había una liquor store right across the town. Right across, bro. It was a 2-minute walk.
Oh, my God.
Este güey.
No, de reversa, güey.
Este güey, por ir a agarrarle y impresionar a su a la que es su esposa ahora. Saludos, by the way. Pasó por dos pinches licores, güey. 2 liquor stores before he fucking got to superior.
La superior. Pero yo, como yo dije...
You're the man on the mission, bro.
Fuck yeah. Yo dije, oh, aquí está la superior. That was the first fucking option. The closest shit is right here. Yeah, later I was like, dude, what the fuck? I just had to cross one. Una pinche calle. Y estaba.
That's a benefit.
Con los cubanos, ¿no?
That's a benefit of having smartphones now, right?
Google.
You have Google. You have
hasta te dicen si City. No. Te dicen la pinche cantidad que tienes, cabrones.
Ay, cabrón, güey. Pero cuando me dijo este güey, I was like, bro, there's literally 2 fucking liquor stores.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y eso si no quieres pasar la pinche restaurante que está ahí, like halfway down, dude.
El pinche amor, Ricky.
El amor. Ricky, el
amor. So that's how in love with you were.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I had a big crush on her, man. Yeah.
Still do?
No, I still do, yeah.
Pero no.
Tengo que decir.
But no landscaping for her.
No, como chico, no.
Oh, you do?
Ah, sí.
Dos veces al año. Si le va bien.
Hey, that's just gonna look funny, though, bro. No pelo de one bald spot.
Nomás sale el pinche.
Como que te agarró, como que esta vez un pinche, como que te pusieron ahí de dibujo y le con el borrador. Ah. Nomás ahí en el puro pirrín. Ay, güey, le borré el pirrín.
Honestly, Ricky, you know why I do it though?
Dímelo, gracias.
Because, hey, if you trim the bushes under the tree, it makes the tree look bigger.
Damn.
Ay.
Think about it.
That's some philosophy shit right there, bro.
Y sí, cierto. Yo me he tomado fotos, güey. Sí, cierto.
¿Se las mandas a Lalo?
You're more confident.
No, o sea, de abajo para arriba. Para que
se defienda. Objects may seem bigger than they appear.
De abajo para arriba, güey, para darle más volumen.
Le hace un picture mega zoom.
Bien borrosa la cara, güey.
Ay, caray, güey. No me chingue.
That's why you gotta do it, man.
No, but I get that shit. I mean, it's
gotta be clean, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, you gotta be clean, and it's obviously, bro, for me. I mean, if a girl's willing to go to that extent for you, then why the hell not do it for the girl? You know, I mean, they go through all that fucking dude. Girls go through so much fucking trouble. Talk about lashes, nails, makeup, hair, fucking nails, waxing. There's all kinds of shit, right?
Well, their period, man. That's a big one.
Ese ya es pe- ya, ese, yo no tengo nada que ver con eso.
¿Cómo no? Que estamos en el mismo sitio.
That's nature. I have nothing control.
That's nature.
That.
Yeah, well, I guess. Actually, te digo que este martes fui a Disneylandia. You know, we planned this since last month or something like that. Sí, y a mi señora le toca que ese día, desafortunadamente.
Te van a madrear, güey. Te van a madrear.
No, porque es algo natural.
Bueno.
Pero el problema es de que they just don't have a you know, it's, I'm not going to say a good day. It's Simón. Just that they got to go a cada ratito al baño y cambiar. It's just an inconvenience, I guess.
Is that true?
It is. Actually, I got mine at Disneyland last year when I took my kids.
What is it about Disneyland?
First day there, yeah. And it was hot.
Oh, that's got to be freaking
miserable.
And I was
like,
yeah.
It is. You have to go to the bathroom.
It's the genius.
You
gotta
wait in line.
Sí, claro. O sea,
you're moody. I mean, it's all of the above. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. It is. But does your period actually make you more moody and like,
yeah, your hormones change.
Yeah.
I think I feel like sangre es inconveniencia.
But isn't? Don't you think it's a little bit mental? Like,
no.
I feel like it's a little bit mental. Como que se les ha dicho que oh, you might get moody during this time, and then it's like you do become moody because you heard that you would become moody.
No, it's
in the hormones of everything of your body. It's flushing out your uterus lining is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing like when you're pregnant.
I learned a long time ago not to make that assumption. but I see.
No, I don't make that assumption. It's very hard for me to understand that. Obviously, for any guy to understand that. That you kind of change.
Now, I do feel some women do milk it more and be like, it's an excuse. I was on my period, so like I was bitchier. Yeah. But it's also on the female. But you do change your moods. You're more emotional.
I could understand just because of the fact of the inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
It's otra vez. It's an inconvenience.
Yeah, going off of that, like going off of like the inconvenience, and how it must make you feel maybe a little bit uncomfortable to be like just out and about or something. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
My wife tells me, you know, they feel when it's rushing down. Mm-hmm. You know, it means like, oh, damn, you know. I gotta go to the
room. And then a lot of women get cramps, right?
Yeah, bad.
Some women get them really bad. Really some bad. Women get more hungry, breakouts on acne. It all depends on the female and their hormones.
¿Y tu pollito de get emotional?
My legs get swollen.
Se te hinchan los ovarios.
I got a daughter, bro, and it's heartbreaking when that happens. Pero
heartbreaking?
Why?
It's heartbreaking normal, because ya no es una niña, güey.
She's more of a woman now.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, this is la transición, güey.
That's true.
She's ready to have babies now. Not that she will like at that age, but
I don't want to think about that, man.
No, but that's what it is.
Yeah,
it's a biological clock, right?
Sí, viejo. Pero pobrecita, she's going on 16. Actually, she's 16 already. My bad. And so put it that way, like when she's fucking hurting, like when she's getting, you know, it's that time, bro. I feel like shit, bro. Like there's nothing you can do. So lo único que queda hacer is like one chocolate.
Yeah, I see.
Es todo. Is that a real thing though? Is that a real thing? Antojos de chocolate, is that a fucking thing? Or?
Some, yeah. When I was younger, I did crave chocolate more. And now that I'm older and I had kids, my periods are way different.
Pero si yo quiero chocolate.
Yo te traigo chocolate. That's Ricky's excuse to go get chocolate. He's like, oh, you want chocolate?
Dice el chino que ahí trae una barrita si quieres. Tengo una barrota.
Pinche limitada de carrocito, güey.
Un gancito, güey.
Para que le digas, recuérdame.
Pinche negrito.
Ay, cabrón.
Qué mano. Sí.
No, es que, pero nomás la
N. ¿Ves con lo que estoy trabajando, güey?
Sí, pues, yeah. You gotta get him in check, man.
Chingado. Pero no es este. That's tough, though. Dude. But you're lucked out because you have...
Three boys.
Ay,
but lucked out. What if they bring their girls over and they're all on their period? No.
Ooh.
Yeah, I want to deal with that. Sweater. There's some girls who are really dirty. And that's the problem, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How's that? Oh, never mind.
What do you mean? What do you mean, dirty? Like sexually? Dirt? You mean like
no, like hygiene. On hygiene, like oh, period okay. wise. Like let's say their girlfriend comes over. Mm-hmm. I always, for me, whatever I use, a tampon or a pad, depending on the month, I wrap it, cover it. It's out of sight. Even my wrapper.
Oh, okay.
And then sometimes the cycle can be heavy, where you can leave stuff on the toilet. Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to check to clean it. Mm-hmm. There's some women who don't. It's at work. The restrooms are disgusting. There's literally blood on the floor sometimes on the toilet. And it's on hygiene on females and how clean
I'm
they are.
Wheezy.
I saw your face, Ricky. I saw your face.
Thought guys' restrooms would have been worse, man.
No. Girls are filthy. There's boogers on the walls and the stalls in there.
There's boogers on the guys' walls, too. So.
Yeah, but I mean, for a female.
Yeah, but guys spell stuff out with them. So.
I mean, why not? No, guys are guys.
For a good time call.
Yeah, but I got to worry about three girls coming into my home. That's the scary part.
Though. But you know what? I think when it comes to that, too, you're going to have to... there's kind of like a challenge feel to it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, well, you're not taking away my little boy, so...
Well, see, I don't see it that way. I want my boys to date, but I want them to be open with me.
Yeah.
I don't want them to be sexually active young.
Of course.
But I want them to always communicate with me. And whether it's mom, hey, I feel comfortable enough to have sex, or to dad... Well, I can't stop you as much as I want to.
You're like, first of all, pick up your Legos.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk.
How old is the oldest one?
8. He just turned 8.
Oh, they're pretty.
Yeah, they're nice. Little.
Ya doy chile, mamá. Primero aprende a lavarte los calzones, cabrón.
Dice, no, es que son de carreritas.
Pinche rayada ahí de canela.
Dice que tiene un bache, cabrón.
Un chisello de papa.
I'm sorry, you guys wanted to show up. That's what we do. I'm sorry. That's what we do. No, that's crazy though, because I can't. I don't know, dude. I mean, I got one boy, one girl, and that's when we said, you know what, that was it. Yeah. Like, close the factory. That's it. It's during recession too. So.
Yeah, but eventually, that age is gonna come where they're gonna be like into girls and all that. And
yeah.
Have you had like sex talk with them?
No.
Like the birds and the bees? And,
no, it's just little, yeah.
You think it's still young?
It's too young. I know.
But even nowadays when mm-hmm. everything's out there in the internet and stuff, I heard like parents have to do things even earlier and earlier nowadays. Because si no lo oyen de ti, lo van a oír de alguien más.
They will. But my kids in my house, like when my in-laws and them come over, if we're talking about adult conversations, they have to go. Even when I talk about bills, they go. Because mm-hmm. I don't believe they should hear that. That's what makes them grow up too quick, I feel. Mm-hmm. So for me, I feel they're too little. When they get a little more curious, and I know they're more curious, I'll bring it up. But until then, it's no.
And they'll ask you.
Yeah.
They'll ask you. Pero también uno, definitivamente, going back to what you were saying, is that having that good communication mm-hmm. or being a friend, not just a parent, but a friend. You know, a safe haven.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they could come and tell you. Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah, because my mom was not that.
And how we were talking in the last podcast, you know, about parents. Yeah. You know, it's very important for the...
The one that I erased? I mean, I didn't record.
My mom caught me masturbating. That's when she had the talk with me.
Did you have eye contact?
No.
How was the eye contact?
No, she kind of just...
Oh, my God. Room, oh, come on.
Like, she peeked into the room and I think nobody was there. I thought nobody was there or whatever. Like,
La pinche patita para arriba, ¿verdad?
It's very interesting. So it kind of forced her to...
The girl next door. Yeah.
That was in...
Damn, for real, man.
That was in fourth grade for me.
Oh, shit.
How old
wow. How old that was... That?
That was young.
Shit, you were like 10? Yeah. Like 9 or 10?
Yeah, it's like
9, 10. Orale, cabrón.
You know what? But you know what?
I was already...
I came from Mexico at 9. And in middle school...
Ooh, pollo de chingo.
In middle school, I remember that it was I was introduced to, you know, to porno. And it's, it opens up doors, man. You know, you get curious. What? You know?
But
well, for me, it wasn't...
The pitter opened up door for him, too.
Well, no, no. It was actually not porno. Like, I was just, like, off of memory, like, off of girls that I liked that I thought that were, like, pretty or that I was sexually attracted to. Because I didn't get introduced to porno until I was in middle school.
Yeah.
You know the first porno that I ever saw? The first, like, actually naked woman that I saw?
Daisy Does Dallas.
Huh?
Daisy Does Dallas? No, I'm kidding. I don't even know about that.
It was this video called Two Girls in One Cup.
Oh my god. That's, come on.
Can you believe that?
That's fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Dude. That's horrible. Are you serious?
Yeah, that was the first time I ever saw like a full naked body, of one of those videos.
That'll like ruin somebody, bro.
Yeah.
That'll ruin your whole sexuality. I'm serious. The one that ruined it for me
was at the Blue Waffle.
Oh.
What's the Blue Waffle?
I don't know about
Google it.
Google it.
Is it similar or what?
No.
Just Google it.
Yeah, you gotta Google it.
No.
It's just a bunch of diseases just cramped up together, man.
Diseases?
I guess so. I think so.
It looks like STD.
A nasty one.
No, forget that, dude.
Yeah.
I was gonna say fuck that, but no.
Yeah, that was pretty
That's crazy, bro. So holy crap.
That's a nasty ass video to get you.
Yeah, to introduce you to
it was in school too. It was like in the middle school, like on the freaking computers in school.
Well, yeah, cause, you know what?
Because they didn't have firewalls, they didn't have all the stuff before. Like the kids knew how to get into this, like web, because websites were blocked, but you could get into another website that would let you get into the blocked website.
Well, you know what? A badass, a buddy of mine, he tells me that the first time that he saw that porno was for a project for school. And he went to whitehouse.com.
Calmate.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Cuz it was for presidents.
Yeah.
So it was actually whitehouse.org.
.gov, no?
Not, I mean sorry, yeah, .gov. .gov.
How do you know?
My sophomore year, man.
Hey, you know what? That's an honest mistake, man. I can see how that would happen.
Okay.
I guess it turned out that it was a porn site. And he was like, what is this? And that opened up a door. But that's a fucked up way to go, you know?
Dude. I'm not even familiar with that or the Blue Waffle or the Purple Penguin or whatever. I don't think I've ever watched porn. you know what? My first exposure porn was an accident, dude. I think I was like 10 or 11, and it was so I had an uncle of mine that actually bought a van, and I had just bought it. He didn't do anything. He didn't even wash it or anything. He just bought it, brought it over, and I thought it was so cool because first time I actually seen a van. It's one of those Econoline vans, and it had the little bed, fridge. It was basically a shag wagon, bro. But they had the little fridge, and it was the first time I seen a fridge inside a vehicle. I was like, that's pretty dope. So I opened up the fridge, and I'll be damned, like, stacky, high of porn. I'm like, oh. Guess that's...
Playboy magazines?
You know what? That particular... You know, I saw the back cover of it, and that
you
was...
You should have kept those things, man. Those things
it could have been worth money right now.
Yeah, dude.
But
I saw it for your uncle. Maybe he still has them.
I saw Playboy with Cena.
Go look for your uncle. Maybe he still has them.
I'm gonna hit him up, bro. Hey, watch, it was your dad. I'll play it. No, he's not. Nah, you're Paul's my cousin. So. None but love there. But yeah, it's I'll tell you off the air who it was, bro. But honestly, nobody knew. I thought it was fucking dope, and I opened up the fridge, and they were right there, and I'm like, what?
So you didn't go through them? You just saw
I freaked out, bro. I was 10 years old, dude.
So you just saw it como por arriba.
Yeah, just the back cover, and it was like. Dude, all it showed is just like boobs. That was it.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was 10 years old. I freaked the fuck out. I'm like, I thought the cops were gonna show up and helicopters were gonna start flying over the van. It was like, "What are you doing, boy?" I'm like, I don't know. So I just ran home, dude.
It's weird. I don't know why. So they still sell those magazines because at a liquor store close to my house, yeah. I always see that they sell them. Like, who the heck buys those, man?
Yeah, bro.
Everybody has their different kink, what they're into.
Yeah, but you there's so many.
It's like, hey, some people like to read books. Some people like Audible. I'm saying, right?
Some people like YouTube.
Yeah. There you go.
Later, I found out that it was propaganda. I understood. I started to understand how propaganda worked.
Porn is propaganda?
Of course.
Yeah, what you got?
Yeah, what? Coming up.
Elaborate.
It promotes sex. I don't know about you guys, but it's nice to have a relationship with one, you know, with one woman. You know what I mean? Having a family and
right.
Yeah, of course you have to say that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I do. I follow it. That's the way, you know, that I think about things, right? Pero and again, porno. It's propaganda.
Sex sells. That's why.
Exactly. Well, sex for yourself. Yeah. Let's be honest.
But
section for your do so.
But propaganda, like specifically for what, like what cause or what
purpose? Money.
What purpose? Yeah.
Uh huh. Money.
Money in the industry. Money. I mean, industry? There's toys, there's magazines. It's money.
Yeah. There you go. It's all out there right now because
isn't that advertisement more than propaganda?
Marketing.
Because when you say propaganda, it makes me think of something that like the government is doing to like influence. Like,
exactly.
Well, yeah, it's an influence. Right. I mean,
and it is
sex trafficking.
The government is. The ones that's making the money.
The government is influencing like promiscuity?
Yeah.
For sure.
I think when it comes down to it, it's just the government finds any way to keep you busy enough to worry to not worry about the really important shit. They keep you busy enough by putting
sports. You know,
fuck yeah, sports. Dude, look at Mexico, bro.
Okay,
look at Mexico. Mexico is the freaking soccer. It's the national pastime.
Well, that's Europe, though.
Yeah, that's yeah. It's like a
world.
Distraction, right?
Yeah,
that's what you're referring to.
Yeah,
it's a distraction.
You were saying, oh, we're going into a recession.
The Kardashians.
Yeah.
Hey, no shit.
There's more important things out there.
It is, bro. And sadly enough, we're
the
actually
the Kardashians. The Kardashians are the center of the universe. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like I said,
it's a fat ass.
But
didn't they get a ass reduction? I heard something about that.
What?
They got like a reduction.
I had no idea.
The main one, Kim?
Yeah, I don't even follow, to be honest. Yeah.
No, I read it in like passing or something, but apparently.
No, man. One thing I heard is that, we're getting a little sidetracked, but one thing that I did hear is that apparently Kim's mom was behind the whole sex tape thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. She's like she's her manager.
I thought I was teaching you guys something new, but I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But that's crazy.
You know how to market that.
Damn. Yeah. Maybe we can hire her for Cafe con Leche.
You gotta make a sex tape, though.
No, no, that's
okay. Y con la otra mamá.
Chale. That's crazy, though, man. Holy crap. All this shit is made to keep your head down, dude, so you don't see the shit that's coming up ahead of you.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. And sadly enough, we know that, and we're still doing it.
Yeah.
It's like a false sense of happiness, right? Like it brings you a false sense of joy.
Yeah.
When you're really not like doing anything with your life, or you're not progressing, because there's people that are like super addicted to like those kind of things.
Hey, words hurt, bro.
Words are hurting you today. Right? Even at a lower level, right? Like just simply like TikTok or Instagram or whatever, they just keep you so focused on that. That you can't think about like hustling for yourself or doing things for yourself.
I heard that they wanted to remove TikTok from the U.S. because it was a Chinese based.
Oh, government, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think like a U.S. company bought it or something like that. I don't know what happened.
So yeah. Just like everything.
Because they were getting ready to like ban it apparently.
Yeah. Because
they steal your data.
Doesn't all social media?
I think everybody steals their data. But it's more scary when it's China stealing your data. Oh, yeah. You know.
And you know
why?
Why
we gotta discriminate?
No, not that.
I'm not discriminating.
It's again. We go back to corporations because it's very está aquí.
Well, it's because China's a communist country and they control everything. Like in their own country, they have this thing called a social credit system. And so like if you do something bad, like your social credit goes down, and then you can't do certain things. Yeah. Like literally, that like, you can't use public transportation.
You can't buy
what
a house.
The f-
yeah. You can't do a lot of things.
Say you walk, because they're under a surveillance system. Mm-hmm. They have cameras.
Everywhere.
They have two cameras for each person. And they have more than a billion fucking, you know, population. Anyway, if you cross the street where you're not supposed to, by the time that you cross the street, you already deducted points.
Like jaywalking.
Yeah. You already deducted.
No. Like
that's or like what a movie or something?
Was, I think he was talking about a Black Mirror. And but it's... yeah, you know, they tell us, you know what I mean? They tell us. They tell us all of this stuff from movies and everything. But I think that's where we're going.
Well, we're definitely going that in the private sector, right? Like, I'm not sure if it's the government that's like behind it. It might be, but definitely in the private sector with like canceling people for saying certain things like on social media.
Yeah.
Then it's definitely going that way of like a social like type.
They want to give power to the corporate America. Technocracy is, you know, they want technocracy to be in.
Technocracy is the first time I ever hear that word.
Technocracy, just giving you know, people are they prepared? Say like Tesla. They know what they're doing or they know what they're talking about in the tech industry. Let's say Bill Gates, you know, that he knows what's going on with the pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's a person that knows about that. He's not a politician.
Pero es que sus güeyes también se hablan, güey.
Exactamente.
¿También sé qué?
Esos güeyes se hablan entre.
¿Cómo no?
Se hablan entre ellos.
Yeah. Sí, se hablan, son amiguis. Sí. Of course, yeah. Sí. Claro. Qué rebelde, ¿verdad? De amigos, así como rebelde.
¿Qué trans amiguis?
Ah, huevo.
O sea, huevo, ya voy a sacar una nueva pastilla. Uf, güey, no te imaginas.
Van a caer muertos de la alegría. Pero otra vez le están dando poder a estos cabrones.
Simón.
Y como estamos hablando, bueno, más bien, tecnología está avanzando muy rápido. Yo creo que en un futuro, I don't know if you guys know about the World Economic Forum. I don't know if you know.
That way, brother.
No, I've heard about it.
Yeah, well, Klaus Schwab.
Klaus Schwab.
He's saying, yeah, Klaus, he's the más perro de esa pinche corporación.
Like Santa Claus? No diga Bobby Carmen.
Pero it works not for a government, but with government.
Simón.
It's a global thing. A bunch of countries is on it. Pero ellos están diciendo that you're going to be happy, but, I mean, you got... Puta madre, ya se me fue.
Like, they want to control you. Like, you're going to be happy, but on their terms.
You owe nothing. You'll owe nothing, but you'll be happy. Say, in the future, you're not going to have a house. You're not going to have a car. They're going to rent everything to you.
Vamos a
chingar. A huevo. Exactamente. Van a todo. It's going to be based on your credit score, or not your credit score, but your social score.
You know what that shit
went on? Por decir, te comes una pinche hamburguesa, ya no te vas a poder comer otra hamburguesa en otras dos semanas, güey. You're only going to be able to, you know, eat a hamburger, you know, once a month. They don't know how many minutes you're going to be on the treadmill. They're not going to know, you know, how many times you opened up that fridge. ¿Qué estás comiendo? ¿Dónde estás? A todos momentos. Pero tú tienes que, yeah, you're going to say, I want this. You're going to need it. You're gonna want it because of what technology is gonna bring about.
O sea que si yo quiero ir aquí con con Liz.
A pichi, a quitarte unos cuantos libras de pelo.
Simón, o sea, tengo a huevo, o sea, el gobierno va a decir, ¿sabes qué? No, yo toco la semana pasada.
O no vas a poder, te van a bloquear, digamos, si no te portas bien, si no estás siguiendo sus reglamentos, si no te vacunas.
But it's crazy to think about that.
It's scary that that's a possibility,
have,
though.
We have, yeah, that's a possibility, but we have rules, right, in our society.
We have God-given rights.
Yeah, sure, but we also have laws, right? Like, every society dictates a certain laws that we have to follow.
Yeah.
So none of us are really free, right? Because if you were free, you could say, hey, I'm going to go drive my car and I'm going to go 100 miles per hour.
You have a free will.
Yeah, but we're not free to do whatever we want because, you know, if a cop stops us, then what do? They take our freedom away. Mm-hmm. So that shows you that we don't have free will. So there is a certain amount of government interference that has to happen in our lives.
Law. There's law. Law is, there needs to be some sort of law.
Yeah. Law that can be overturned by them too.
Yeah.
Because just think about the law that was abolished about abortion.
Yeah.
You know,
it
was already passed, and then all of a sudden they're taking their right away from them.
Yeah, it's overturned.
Yep.
Well, I mean, when in that case, it's giving, like, just to be clear, it's giving the right back to the state. It's not making abortion illegal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just taking away that whatever judgment that happened.
But in a sense, it kind of makes it illegal, because if that state takes it away.
I mean, they just want better ways. Yes, they want better ways for abortion. it's not illegal, but they just want better ways instead of, because 70% of the abortions, it's something like that. You know, Google this shit. I don't know. But, yeah, but like more.
I guess just get out of my ass.
Yeah, 70% or so.
Let's make
abortions.
It 80, bro. 80.
Me gustó 82 para que se más cachando.
82.564.
Ahí está, güey.
10 de cada 5 personas opinan.
You sound more smart when you add decimals on it.
Pinche frecuencia.
Dile, güey, 10 de cada 9 doctores.
Yeah, but it's a high percentage of women that have abortions because of miscellaneous or just because they became pregnant. Not because, you know, sadly they were raped or because they have some sort of, you know,
medical issue or something. Yeah.
Simplemente porque se le dio la gana.
Exactamente.
Porque se me dio la gana y al chile y no quiero el hijo and I made a mistake. And,
yeah.
But see, in that sense, I also argue with that because you can hook up with somebody. Yes, you know, there's consequences. But if you bring that baby into the world, and let's say that dad is going to be a shitty dad and this mom knows I can't raise my kid by myself. Why am I going to bring a kid that CPS can now step in, take my child away, mm-hmm. take my other kids away, or whatever the case scenario is? So sometimes the best decision exactly. is to abort. Not that it's right, because I know there's women who have aborted. Yeah. And that's not right. That I feel like close up factory, tire tubes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Doesn't kind of that wear out of, you know?
Well, the thing is with that, you put yourself at a higher risk now if you do want kids later, if you have so many
abortions. You're going to have a miscarriage or something.
Yeah, there's higher risk factors.
You don't want to make a bad mistake. Again, you know, we go back to the free will. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to hook up, hook up with somebody that you know or that you give them a chance to know them, right? I mean, again, there's a lot of people that they don't.
Somebody you trust.
It goes back to like our morals, too, right? Like before it used to be that you only have sex whenever you're married. Mm-hmm. And now
at least with somebody that you connect, that you have feelings for, that you get to know, and you know, you go out.
So much work.
Now it's gone out of the window. Yeah. Like all of that.
Es un pinche pasatiempo. It's a hobby.
No. So what you're saying is, if you're gonna take a risk with somebody, that's actually worth it.
That's not how it works anymore.
But you're not guaranteed that. You can be with somebody
so long
and they're good.
But it goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, it's just a guy can brainwash a girl and says, especially if he knows that she's needy or if she's in need of companionship or maybe she's going through a rough time. And a guy can brainwash a girl and the girl thinks that, you know what, okay, he's worth it. He's worth the risk. And then something happens. All of a sudden, the guy turns to 180 and be like, you know what, I got what I wanted. You deal with this. You're bullshit. You know?
And that's why some women lead to that because they realize, hey, he spoon fed me all this.
Yeah.
Told me what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And he showed me his true self.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt there's no doubt that like a lot of those situations happen, right? Yeah. But I think that the main argument from the right, entre comillas, we'll call them, right? Like from conservatives or Republicans, is that when are we to consider that life starts existing? And a lot of people can't really put a finger on that, can't put a date on it.
To when to like end it, like at 23 weeks, so forth.
Yeah, like that's a main argument from that side of the aisle. They say
I get that.
I'm not saying I'm from that side. I'm just giving you like the arguments that they give. You know, like I really don't have an opinion that much about it. I mean, if it happened to myself, I knew that I wouldn't want there to be like an abortion because I'd feel like it's my blood and it's my descendants that's happening to, but. That argument on the other side is, you know, when does life start existing? Mm-hmm. Because can you have an abortion at 8 months? Because at 8 months, el niño ya puede nacer.
Yeah.
Ya puede nacer y puede estar vivo y puede estar feliz, healthy, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So do you go all the way up until 9? What where do you put the line?
Now,
like, for example, Texas puts the line at, they have a what's called a heartbeat bill. Mm-hmm. So once you hear a heartbeat, then that's when they
consider it a
abortion illegal.
No, your heartbeat, the heartbeat you can hear about 5 to 6 weeks, depending
it's
on
very
the,
early.
It's oh, very yeah. early on.
It's the first,
but the question
the
is,
because
It wasn't the nervous system, which obviously it's going to be where you feel the pain, but isn't the nervous system like around 11 weeks?
And that's when it starts developing a little later. But the question is, to me, where I ask is, now, let's say how I just read a story. This lady's 23 weeks pregnant, found out her kid has no eyesight, no eye sockets, heart defects, all these things. Mm-hmm. And now she's already considered safe zone where it would be a premature early labor. After 20 weeks, you're safe, but it's a high risk, you know, premature.
Mm-hmm.
But she ended up wanting to abort. Now that the law passed, She now has to go to another state where they allow it because she had her appointment set. But her kid has is going to be born with no life. Yeah. So yeah, bring the kid in already?
Yeah. Well, we get into very like very crazy situations there because, for example, I would say that if I don't believe in God and I'm just a purely secular point of view, and I say, you know, I'm just thinking about my experience in the world, like the Spartans used to, when the baby was born, they used to examine it, and if it wasn't pristine, they would just kill it.
Right.
You know, so like, where do you draw the line? Mm-hmm. If she has the baby and it comes out like sale malito, mm-hmm. is it okay for us to just be like, oh, he's just going to be, the Spartans thought he's going to be una carga on our society. Should we just not let him live or should we kill him? You know, it really hasn't had any experiences, right? You just recently born, right? Because that's one of the arguments that people say, like, oh, you're not born until you have experiences, right?
That's the kind of decision shouldn't be taken by state, obviously, but it's more like a family thing. I mean, in ours, we got my little brother, Junior, is born with Down syndrome, and I'm gonna tell you though, I mean, my parents and everybody here goes above and beyond for that kid. Mm-hmm.
And, oh yeah, definitely.
And he's got his quality of life is shit. His quality of life is better than mine.
You know, and I think health has a lot of things that they don't get right because when my first son was gonna be born, they told us that he was going to have Down syndrome, that his intestines were going to be out of his body, that he wasn't going to have an arm. He wasn't going to be a normal kid. And we said, you know what? We love him and we're going to have him.
Yeah.
Whether we don't care how he's going to come out. And then when he was born, he was perfect. Damn. Nothing was wrong with him.
I would clown on my kid so much if that happened. I'd be like, tú tienes Down syndrome, güey, ¿no?
Sí, güey. Like, ¿y sabes qué es otra cosa?
Tú no opinas, güey. Tú no tienes brazo, güey.
Otra cosa también. De
hay que castigar. Te vas a quedar ya, güey.
Ya, me va a tocar un rayo, ¿verdad?
Cuando salgas, güey, vas a ver.
Ey, como la señora de... Como la señora de Pico Rivera, ¿no se escucharon?
Oh, sí.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. No. Ella y sus dos perros.
Sus perritos. Yeah.
Perros,
yeah. Sí, güey, pero la gente se les dolió más los perritos.
Wait, what happened?
that one day that we had that thunderstorm a couple weeks ago.
It was like 2 weeks ago, no? Like,
yeah.
Just about.
Yeah. This lady from Pico Rivera, she got hit by lightning.
She died, or?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She died.
Well, people survived, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, there is a lady that
they
actually
super got
so nobody liked her or what? They're like, fuck her and just... We like the dog.
Going back to the abortion, just one more thing. We got to look at también institutions like Planned Parenthood, who they are.
Oh my God!
And what they do.
Start getting to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like the origin of it, right?
The origin.
They're really fucked up.
Yes. El papá de Bill Gates era uno de los chingones de Planned Parenthood. He was into eugenics. I forgot the lady.
You know what eugenics is, Ricky?
Eugenics,
depopulation.
No,
it's like population control, like to control, like what I was telling you about, like the Spartans, like they kill babies that are not proper or they're not fit.
Wasn't that something?
And then if we go back a little deeper,
it's like what the Nazis did. The Nazis were killing a lot of people that they thought that were not subpar. Mm-hmm. You know, like they were not like adequate human beings. They killed a lot of people that were disabled, that were gay, a lot of those things.
Yeah, but with that, we could go all the way into, you know, what race.
Oh, bro, that's a whole different topic. Yeah. Though. Muchas gracias por haber venido, chavos. Thank you guys for making the time. Big shout out to Rick Acuña, a todos los, la banda de los Charolastras, David, al primo David y al Javier.
No se olviden de seguirnos a nuestra página Café con Leche y Piquete. Y si quieren seguirnos a nosotros mismos, a mí me pueden encontrar en Fernando Ferrer Photography. Ricardo
en me pueden encontrar en Rick Rodriguez Photography _ instead of spaces.
Y nada más les quiero dar gracias a Liz por estar aquí con nosotros.
Yeah, thank you, Liz.
Escuchar nuestro desmadre.
Yeah. Perdónanos.
All the nasty graphic stuff.
No, sí, disculpen si estaban comiendo cuando estábamos hablando de resuelos de aguacates. Y de antemano, muchísimas gracias a nuestro camarada, querido camarada, nuestro brother Adrián, por todo su apoyo, por toda su ayuda, por ayudarnos a que este podcast oiga chingón. Muchas gracias, banda, por acompañarnos en este tu podcast. Se les agradece de todo corazón. Hasta la próxima. Mientras tanto, becho, bacho y apapacho.
Café con leche y piquete.
antemano, si eres alguien fácilmente ofendido, cámbiale ya. ¿Ya? Órale. Por favor, banda, no se les olvide seguirnos en Instagram, Facebook, TikTok y también en sus plataformas de podcast preferidas, donde seguiremos subiendo nuevo contenido para alegrarles el día o quizás causarles alguna crisis existencial. Y nuevamente, recuerden que no somos ni fuimos patrocinados en ningún momento por ninguna marca registrada previamente mencionada durante el show. También, cabe mencionar que no somos, semos, ni fuimos profesionales o expertos en lo absoluto. Todo lo que se comenta, canta, cuenta y chismea en este show es con el único propósito de entretenerte y hacerte reír solamente. Aparte de un pollo, ningún otro animal fue lastimado física, emocional o mentalmente durante esta grabación. Finalmente, para ti, el del saco, ¿qué no se fue? Si en algún momento te llegamos a ofender, sinceramente discúlpanos, no fue nuestra intención. Ahora sí, acústanos con tu mamita. Che, puñetas.
A ver, chino, ese.
A ver, ¿cómo dice?
Café con leche y piquete, pero así bien cachondo, güey.
You have to moan at the end, though.
Yeah, you guys be like, ver, así como ir a, ir a
do
como
it,
café con leche y piquete.
First and let him do it.
A ver, café con leche y piquete.
No. Ay, güey.
Mira, Ricky ya no hay un prendido.
I think you got Rick a little excited.
Why the way am I supposed to be the one? Pollo's listening too.
You know what the biggest
thing is? Freddy's listening to this shit too.
Lo mala patita le andaba temblando.
I seen you playing football.
All eyes on you, man.